My name is Scar Ross. No, I'm lying. He contacted me yesterday, and apparently he asked every member of the congregation if they could preach, and you all said no. And so Kim and I are going to do something quite different. We understand, I've heard it myself, that he's quite sick. He can't speak.
It's a bit of a problem, right?
we are delighted to be here. We are delighted that this is our home church. We have been attending this church approximately a quarter of a century. When we first started coming in the summers, CJ was like 2 or 3 years old. And so we have known so many of you for such a long time. I'm actually a famous person because I'm married to Kim. And you all see her loveliness and grace and kindness so often, don't you? I'll tell you, she's always like that. She really is. Unless she's mad. And this shoulder is always willing to bear whatever comes its way. We got totally confused because this is on short notice, so we ask you to be patient with us. The theme today is peace.
No, I just looked at the bulletin as joy.
We can be joyful, but what we've prepared is peace. Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay.
The theme is on this wonderful scripture, which will be up there pretty much the whole time. But I want to start with Philippians 4, verse 6. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests to God, tell your requests to God, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So this past weekend, on Monday to be precise, we as a Janssen family celebrated Christmas. Our three kids were all here, along with the crew. And we had turkey and cranberry sauce and all of the fixings and the presents. And we sang together. We actually sang some things that we're going to sing with you in a few minutes. Is that okay? Kind of like you join the Janssen sing along the way we did it on Monday. For many years, Kim and I served as your missionaries in Ukraine. And frequently, we were not together as a family. And so we're very thankful that we could be all together. Johnny and his wife, Gabriella, came from Montreal. Our son, CJ, with Kim's mom, Cheryl, came from Salmon Arm. Our daughter, Christina, with her six-month-old baby, came from the Fraser Valley. Christina and the baby, Brielle. And of course, Kim and I and all the dogs. And so we had a wonderful time. By the way, I get the impression that Scott sicked his dog on me because that dog actually jumped on me as I was coming into the parking lot here. So I'm going to have word to see. It's dirty right there. Do you see that?
That is not Scott's dog.
Oh, it's not Scott's dog. Oh, I'm so thank you.
No, Melissa, just the dog came in here. You probably didn't know that. And was running around the back, and Melissa scooted the dog out.
But the dog liked the singing.
She did.
He. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I present to you the truth that peace is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, and our theme this morning is peace. Look at the verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Exactly 4 years ago, Kim and I were in Ukraine. Kim was quite sick. She'll tell you a little bit about that in a few minutes. I was in eastern Ukraine in the fourth largest city called Dnipro. And we were doing friendship evangelism events with the Kiev Symphony Orchestra and Chorus in the large Philharmonic Hall of that great city. On Saturday, I conducted Haydn Creation, 2.5-hour major classical masterpiece from Genesis chapter 1. And then on Sunday morning, the next day, 4 years exactly today, I preached in the largest Baptist church in that city. And then they sped me to the largest Pentecostal church, where I preached at that church. And then they sped me back to the Philharmonic, where we did a full concert of Handel's Messiah, 2.5 hours long. And then we got on the night train back to Kiev. But the centerpiece of that Handel Messiah is this text. It's the second chorus in Handel's Messiah. For unto us a child is born. Merry Christmas. Unto us a son is given. Hallelujah. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Do you agree? Counselor. Is it true? The Mighty God. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And we had soldiers, 18, 19-year-old guys, at least half of them are now dead, who were in the front rows. We had members of the various denominations, and then most of the people who came hadn't heard the gospel before. And we could share it through these wonderful masterpieces. Now, the problem to consider when we reflect on the topic peace, I think it was Gandhi who said, it's a good idea. Right? Or consider the second verse. Did you know the old Christmas carol, I heard the bells on Christmas Day? Yeah, yeah. Listen, and in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. You all know this. You all feel this. So how does the gospel fit into that? Well, that's why the gospel fits into that. That's why Jesus came. And so these beautiful Christmas carols that we'll sing in a few minutes, they include biblical truth. You know, the Bible does tell us that we are all sinners. I'm so thankful the children had verses that express this very, very clearly, and they're teaching this at this church to youngsters at a very early age. And the carols that we're going to sing include the texts, dark streets, fears, this world of sin, weary world, life's crushing load, bending low, toiling along, painful steps and slow, weary road. The Bible is honest about these things. We all struggle. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. For many years, I chose to almost ignore the darker passages of Scripture. I chose to focus on the happy verses. Are any of you like that? What's underlined in your Bible? I would underline the verses that said, rejoice, praise the Lord, and love. I preferred the scripture songs that were in a major key. Yet if we consider the song texts in Scripture, think about this, if we consider the song texts in Scripture, a significant percentage are in categories of imprecatory, lament, penitence, and cries for help and deliverance. So anyone who says that the gospel is irrelevant simply doesn't understand this. Christmas reminds us of the best news, the good news, the birth of, it's in bold, the Prince of Peace. Let's consider a little bit more what that actually means.
Isaiah 7:14, it says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel." And the gospel tells us that Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with me, and God is with you. You know, through us coming home from Ukraine, through us moving here, through my continual recovery from my illness, through the war in Ukraine that's raging on, through the infertility journey of our daughter, and through the miraculous birth and conception, well, I guess conception then birth, of our granddaughter, you know, God has been with us, and God is with you. And he is with us through our joy. He's with us through our daily tasks. He's with us through our sorrows, through our disappointments, through our trials, through our sicknesses, through our uncertainties. And I have felt this in recent days and recent years. And when God is with us, we don't need to be afraid. When the angel appeared to the shepherds in Luke 2, verse 10, the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." And did you know that "do not be afraid" is in the Bible over 365 times? That's one for every single day of the year. I think I needed that. You know, this doesn't mean that scary things aren't going to happen in our lives. There are many scary things that have happened around us. War. Our friends in Ukraine are terribly suffering. Many have lost their homes. Some have lost their lives. They're without electricity, without heat, without running water. All of us here are celebrating a Christmas when they are in utter darkness, literally. Many of us are dealing with sickness, with floods, with forest fires that have happened over the years, uncertainties about our future, our financial problems. I mean, the list goes on and on. But life is scary. But that doesn't mean that we need to be scared of it. God tells us to not be afraid because he is our peace and he is with us. He is Emmanuel. Over the last few years, I've really searched God's word, and the Holy Spirit has really impressed on me that God is with me, that he's sovereign and he is in control. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us, God with me. He is our peace in the midst of a world of chaos. And because Emmanuel has come, I don't need to fear. Because if God is for us, who can be against us?
Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Do you need this peace? I do. We all do. Peace for many includes things like friendship, order, serenity, calm, lack of hostility or violence, a positive emotion. All of those things are lovely. Biblical peace may include these things, but it goes far deeper, and it doesn't always include all those things that I listed. Biblical peace, let's talk about 237 references in the Old Testament alone. It's shalom. And 91 references in the New Testament in Greek. But in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the word peace is associated with a completeness or a wholeness. We all have a vacuum in our heart that only God can fill. And when God fills this, we can have this kind of peace. Now think about Corrie ten Boom. She had this peace. But she didn't have a lot of the things that I listed a moment ago. She was in a Nazi concentration camp. She was suffering. She was seeing death, dying. So when we talk about peace, for instance, we as parents, we want very much for Christmas to be happy and perfect. And we had a Christmas that was about as happy and perfect it can be. We are so thankful. We enjoyed our time this last weekend immensely. But biblical peace goes beyond that emotion or that happiness or that comfort or that convenience. It goes to the very core of a need that we have in our heart that can only be resolved by the Prince of Peace. Judges, Yahweh Shalom. Yahweh Shalom. It's one of the names of God. It means the Lord is peace. God is peace. Here, peace is a noun. Think about that. Peace isn't an emotion. It's a noun, a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6. And he can give us peace here on earth in at least three ways. The most important is he can give us peace with God. God desires for us to have a relationship with him, to be reconciled to him through Jesus. Emmanuel means God with us, personally, in our hearts, when we respond and say yes. A second way is substantial peace with others. Do you have peace with every single person on earth? Probably not. Like, I'm mad at the guy who ripped up part of my lawn yesterday with a snowplow. I'll get over it, you know. But God is giving me substantial peace, okay? But that's a silly, that's like completely silly in the grand scheme of things when what God wants me to do is have peace with him, which then contributes significantly to having peace with others. God gives us substantial peace with ourselves. You ever need to forgive yourself? I sure do. Like, moment by moment. Oh, Wes, you're such a wretch. How could you have done that? Or how could you have thought that, right? And God can help with that. We all need inner healing, substantial peace with ourselves. It'll never be perfect. It will be when we get to heaven. Aren't you glad that day is coming? Aren't you glad that day is coming? In the carols that we are going to sing, rejoice with these texts. So five or so minutes ago, I read you some of the darker phrases. But think about these ones. Everlasting light, holy birth, great glad tidings, our Lord Emmanuel, glorious song, peace on earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. Are you getting pumped to sing? Christ the Savior is born, Son of God, love's pure light, dawn of redeeming grace. So we're going to sing four verses of O Little Town of Bethlehem, then four verses of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. You actually will have to move your mouths fairly quickly and enthusiastically, or you'll get behind the instrumentation that is a gift of love from me to you. Then Silent Night, those of you who are slower and more sedate, you'll fit with the tempo quite nicely. So it's going to be four verses, and then four verses, and then four verses. Now we're going to not start, because we're going to test this, because we've never tested this before. So I'm going to push play on my computer here, And if you think the sound is wonderful, and if you really like the quality and you can sing along comfortably, you're going to, it's like an altar call here, you're going to put your hand up with a thumb up. And Dave at the back is going to see that. And once we have a quorum, so to speak. By the way, at the last church meeting, I was there online and I made the quorum. I felt so special. I was actually watching another program in the meeting. Okay, here's a test.
Deep and dreamless.
Sound really amazing. Glory to God. That's beautiful singing. It touches our hearts to hear that. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. It's one of my favorite verses, Colossians chapter 3. Since as members of one body you have been called to peace, shalom, completeness, because we can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for his great Christmas gift. Hallelujah. Well, I promised Scott we would finish a little bit early. So, Scott, you may be hearing... Oh, they're applauding. Scott, you may be listening to this. We love you. We miss you. Merry Christmas, get well soon. We're going to close with, now here you've done extremely well, but now you need to be athletic and nimble and really caffeinated in order to do this, because we have six carols in a row, but one verse each. So it jumps from one to the other to the other. And I've been watching carefully, and the more elderly people in the crowd here are actually doing better than the younger people. So this is a word to the younger people. Just bring it up a notch in terms of... that's a good idea. Why don't you...
Let's stand.
Yeah.
Come on.
You actually practiced the first one, Joy to the World, about 45 minutes ago. So it's right at the tip of your tongue, right? Okay. This really flies. Yeah. If you want to tap your toe at the end, it's completely fine. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, with every situation, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God, and the peace, the person, the peace, the person of Jesus that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed.